Virtus is the Latin word for manliness, but it also implies excellence and courage. Welcome to Virtus, a show dedicated to inspiring and cultivating virtue, character, courage, excellence, manliness, and honor. I am your host, Bo Hutchess. Well, a good Monday morning to you out there in the cyber world, in the internets. Today's March 14th, it's Monday morning, and it's time to get after it. And it's Christmas in March, if you didn't know. It's Christmas in March. That famous Christmas song, Joy to the World, one of my favorite Christmas songs when that time comes around. And one of my favorite verses in that favorite Christmas song is the third verse, and it goes like this. No more let sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found. You see, one vital aspect of Jesus' ministry is to reverse the curse of the fall. In fact, we could maybe even say that that was his mission, to reverse the curse of Adam, to undo what was undone in the beginning, to reverse the curse of the fall. And we see a picture of this in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 65, that Christ comes to reverse the curse. In this passage, Isaiah is talking about the new heavens and the new earth, which I believe actually started at the resurrection of Jesus Christ and will continue into eternity. We can think of the new heavens and the new earth as a bride processing down the aisle to the groom. The progress there, it started, it's in the middle, it's progressing, and it has its end point. And I think that the new heavens and the new earth is like that. We are in the new heavens and the new earth, and it will be consummated, completed on the other side in eternity. Isaiah is speaking about the new heavens and the new earth, and he says this in Isaiah chapter 65, verse 22. He says, they shall not build and another inhabit, they shall not plant and another eat. For like the days of a tree shall the days of my people be, and my chosen shall enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain or bear children for calamity, for they shall be the offspring of the blessed of the Lord, and their descendants will be with them. And I think that just in a few verses, Isaiah teaches us that the new covenant, the new heavens, and the new earth will be a reversal of the fall. What do we have in the fall? What do we have in the garden? We have man displaced from the garden, man kicked out of the garden. We have man and woman engaged in futile toil. By the sweat of your brow and through thorns and thistles you will labor. It's going to be hard. It's going to be tough. And we also see in the garden that there is familial strife. Adam versus Eve. Adam tells God, the woman who you gave me led me into sin. So there's strife between man and wife. And there's also, just a chapter later, strife between brother and brother, Cain and Abel. But what we have here in the new heavens and the new earth, it says that instead of being displaced from the garden, instead we're actually going to be planting gardens. As it says in verse 21, they shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. So we're actually going to be building gardens and building vineyards in this new heaven, new earth era. We're also going to be involved in meaningful work. In meaningful work, it says that we will actually enjoy the work of our hands. We will delight in the work of our hands. Instead of futility, instead of toil, we will actually labor and plod and build and find enjoyment in our work. And also, lastly, there is familial harmony. It says that we shall not bear children for calamity, and we will actually be with our descendants. You see, through Christ, he reverses these three things, this displacement from the garden, this futile toil, and this familial strife. He actually reverses those things. So my encouragement to you is that, you know, we've got to believe that Christ is not just renewing the cosmos someday, but we have to have faith that he is currently doing that. He's currently renewing, he's currently reversing right now through our work and through our family. Through every act of obedience, through every evening of family worship, through every hard day's work, through every prayer offered in faith, through every effort for the kingdom of God, Jesus is using those things to reverse the curse of the fall. So get out there, plod along, work hard, build gardens, plant vineyards, be with your family, and work hard for the Lord. Thanks for listening. Remember that pursuing virtues is a journey, and it's a road that we are always walking. With new information, it's now time to act. So be wise and take responsibility. Be courageous and do what you need to do today.